You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I'm Steph, and I use Summit's checking tools to better manage my money. Now I finally stop stressing. Hi, Summit.
Learn how Summit Credit Union's digital tools and no-fee checking accounts can help you stay on top of your finances, too.
Insured by NCUA for up to $250,000.
Taco Bell's all-white meat crispy chicken nuggets are back, but that doesn't make us a chicken place. I mean, yes, everyone loved them, like, a lot. That's why we brought them back, along with our signature dipping sauces. But the crispy golden breading is actually tortilla chips, which is very taco place. So we're still a taco place. You think of us as a taco place, right? Who are we? No, I mean, we're good. It's just nuggets. Just crispy chicken nuggets, only at Taco Bell. Your taco place. It's also a chicken place. It's also a taco place. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only, while supplies last. Contact store for availability.
Back we are, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sea Shanties. You see a shanty, you play it. Like this one.
When I was just a little lad, oh, so me mommy told me,
away, haul away, well, haul away, Joe,
that if I didn't kiss a girl's, me lips would grow all moldy.
Away, haul away, well, haul away, Joe.
Away,
ho,
haul away, we'll haul away together.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Away,
ho, haul away, we'll haul for better weather. Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
I used to have an Irish girl, but she got fat and lazy.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
But now I've got a Cornish girl, and she just drives me crazy.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Away,
ho, haul away, we'll haul away together. Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Away,
ho, haul away, we'll haul for better weather. Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
You call yourself a second mate, you can't tie a bowline.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
You cannot even stand up straight when the packet cheese are rolling.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Away,
ho, haul away, we'll haul away together. Away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Here's Roger Whittaker. When's the last time you heard this on the radio?
The ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she says. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and days. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death,
it brings no sorrow. But how bitter will be this last farewell? For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these eyes in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
All those French horns, you gotta love them.
Admiral Columbus, sir, the men are weary, on the point of madness.
Well, that's the trouble with labor today. Don't they realize we're going to discover the new world?
You've been saying that for the last 57 days.
Well, nobody forced you to come along, Your Majesty.
My doctor told me I should go to Florida for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't see what you needed three ships for.
I got a better deal on the fleet rate.
I'll accept that. But we better sight land pretty soon. There's rumblings of mutiny.
Really?
Yeah, come over here and listen.
All right.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll jump up here in the rigging and speak to them.
You mean on top of everything else, this ship is rigged?
Now hear this. This is the Admiral speaking. I know the going has been rough, but if we can just hold out a little while...
Rumble.
Stop that rumbling down there.
Rumble.
Who could blame them? The whole thing is madness. I don't like the way the crew is acting.
Well, you're overplaying a little bit yourself there.
I tell you, the world is flat, and that's that.
It's round as your hat.
It's flat as your head.
It's round.
It's flat.
It's a round, round world. It's a round, round world. I contend it's round and it's gonna be found when all the results are in. It's a round world now and it's always been.
Flat, flat world. It's a flat, flat world. I insist it's flat as a welcoming mat and he's sailing off the end. How about our crazy Australian
friend? Get hip. Would I climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
square, is. Square king. You're a square, square king. If you don't believe, you're gonna receive the shock of your royal life. When the ship pulls in at Miami.
Yo ho ho, and a Dramamine. We are loyal subjects of the king and queen. But what kind of nut would you have to be to borrow a ship and put out to sea when you don't know what's on the other side?
Oh, wait, got a hard tack fun, brother. Who said getting there was half the fun? Give up my throne for one navy bean. No wonder I'm turning. Three shades of green, how could I go? I'm such a lonely
crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream.
Would the climb aboard this ship?
We're gonna scream.
If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
yo, ho, ho, to the wind and rain. There's a typhoon coming up, but where's John Wayne?
I feel like a red witch having a wake. How much of the ocean bit do you think I can take?
Command in the name of
claim that land in the name of
Isabella and Ferdinand.
That's Ferdinand and Isabella.
New rulers of this round, round.
It's a crazy kind of scheme. It's a cockamamie dream.
It's a round, round world.
whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up, she swapped me for a trout. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon about. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Typhoon Tessie, met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up, she was the captain's wife. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, boys. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Harpoon Hannah, had a face that made you shudder. Lips like fish hooks and a nose just like a rudder. If I kissed her and held her tenderly,
held her tenderly.
There's no sea monster big enough to ever frighten me. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
That's Kirk Douglas, 1954. 20,000 leagues.
Ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was the Belly of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below, my belly boys blow.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. And to the side harpooned and fought her when she dived down low.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
was the theme, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Stick him in his cupboard with a hose pipe on him. Stick him in his cupboard with a hose pipe on him. Early in the morning. sea. Give me a career as a buccaneer, it's the life of a pirate for me. Oh, the life of a pirate for me. Oh, a pirate's life is a wonderful life, they never bury your bones. For when it's all over, a jolly sea rover drops in on his friend Davy Jones. Oh, his very good friend Davy Jones.
Way, hey, and ups your raises. Way, hey, and ups your raises early in the morning. Way, hey, and ups your raises. Way, hey, and ups your raises. Way, hey, and ups your raises early in the morning.
Kirk Douglas.
I was under a prairie moon, whistling a lonesome tune, when my roving eye came to sight her, and my heart rode lighter and lighter, and the moon grew brighter and brighter. When I told her that she was swell, she said, "You're swell as well." I just don't know who was politer. Then my arms just seemed to invite her, and the moon grew brighter and brighter.
E-la-la-lo-dee-o, e-la-la-lay-dee-a.
So I rounded up some kisses to delight her, and she roped me tighter and tighter, and the moon grew brighter and brighter.
Talked about her eyes of blue, talked about a preacher too.
'Twas the preacher talk that seemed to dynamite her. She said he could tie the knot that can't be tighter, and the moon grew brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter.
lighter, and the moon grew brighter and brighter.
Eat-a-light-a-lo-dee-o, eat-a-light-a-lay-dee-a.
So I rounded up some kisses to delight her, and she wrote me tighter and tighter, and the moon grew brighter and brighter. Talked about her eyes of blue, talked about a preacher too.
Was the preacher talk that seemed to dynamite her?
She said he could tie the knot that can't be tighter, and the moon grew brighter and brighter
and brighter and brighter.
All right, Kirk Douglas and the Mellow Men.
Got to do 30 seconds of Bogart doing the thing about the strawberries.
Well, has he ever done that?
No,
ever?
No, I never have, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
There was a time about a year ago, every night he was going to do that bit, and I kept tuning in.
Well, the trouble is, I would see you do it on a show, and I said, I'm not even going to get near it, as long as Little is still doing the bit.
I tried to run this ship properly, but they fought me at every turn. They were all against me. I take the broken tow line, defective equipment, no more, no less. But they encouraged the crew to scoff at me and to circulate wild stories. I was to blame for Mr. Merrick's poor seamanship and incompetence. But the strawberries. I asked for the strawberries. They laughed at me, but I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt and with geometric logic and deduction that a duplicate key to the wardroom icebox did exist. And I'd have produced that key if they hadn't pulled the cane out of action. Mr. Merrick was the perfect officer, but not Captain Queek. But I have the strawberries. They laughed at me, but I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt and with geometric logic and deduction that a duplicate key to the wardroom icebox did exist. And I'd have produced that key. Naturally, I could only recall these things from memory. If you ask me specific questions, I'll tackle them one by one.
Oh, that's great.
Rich Little, look at that.
That's why I don't do it.
Ship upside down in a vain search for a key that did not exist.
I don't know what lies have been sworn to in this court,
But I'd like to set you straight on this matter right here and now. A key definitely did exist.
May it please the court, the witness is understandably agitated by this ordeal, and I request a recess to give him a brief
I don't want a recess. I'll answer all questions right here and now.
Did you conduct such a search?
Yes, I did. As usual, my disloyal officers failed me, and the key couldn't be found.
As a matter of actual fact, wasn't this whole fuss over a quart of strawberries?
The pilfering of food in large amounts or small is one of the most serious occurrences on board ship.
Hi there, I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Thanks for joining us on TCM as we kick off this year's annual Memorial Day weekend war movie marathon. For the next few days, we'll be bringing you stories of the men and women who serve in defense of their country, stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice. Some are about real-life heroics, and some are completely fictional, which brings me to our first picture tonight. It's from Columbia, 1954, adapted from Herman Wouk's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. Humphrey Bogart, Vanna Johnson, Fred McMurray, and Jose Ferrer star in the Kane Mutiny. From its earliest days, Hollywood developed a cozy relationship with the U.S. military, getting significant cooperation for making films. And why wouldn't the military want to cooperate? On-screen heroics and stirring stories of service served as a valuable recruiting tool. During the heyday of classic Hollywood, war stories were arguably the most valuable recruiting resource available to the military. The arrangement certainly worked for Hollywood, too. Having access to real-life military equipment, facilities, and combat footage was essential for telling some of these stories realistically and affordably, which brings us to the making of our next picture. The obvious problem can be seen clear as day in the title, The Kane Mutiny. The idea of a mutiny aboard a U.S. naval ship during wartime, too, was a hard pill for the Pentagon to swallow. As a result, producer Stanley Kramer had his hands full getting the cooperation he needed. In the end, Kramer mitigated the Navy's reservations by promising to include a disclaimer at the beginning of the film, one you'll see shortly. In hindsight, though, the Navy really didn't have anything to worry about. The film is a gripping character study examining the intense pressure faced by men serving in combat.
Tony Bennett with Chuck Wayne and guitar, the music of the stars.
Still I fall in love. love too easily. I fall in love too fast. Cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. This
is from Anchors Away, Francis Albert Sinatra.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. And still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. Amazing, we're at the end of the program already.
How that time flies. The music of the stars. Until next week, then. I'm Lou Regani, your host, the Civic Media Radio Network. Next week, 7 o'clock Central, and all over the world at civicmedia.us. The music of the stars right here. Join us. On deck.
heart I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I never far away from me.
Good night.
Joining us, everybody. I'm your host, Lou Regani. We've been on the air since, well, since 1992, and here at Civic Media since November 5th, 2023. It's an honor and a pleasure. And until we meet again next Sunday, hopefully 7 till high noon Central, keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
You're always in my heart, my love.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us.
full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Day in and day out, it's always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. As my kisses have told, I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is aflame, heaven is in my possession, for you are my magnificent obsession. Obsession!
Thank you for joining us, everybody. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Around the world, civicmedia.us. I'm your host, Lou Regani, for The Music of the Stars.
You are everything and more to me, as my kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.